you're not going to believe this when you see it. When the team bring it up on the screen, this is after months of Dr. David Nixon from Australia actually analysing this stuff and exposing it to a modem, a router, and watching it form under a microscope. Now, what we've been told is that these formations under the microscope, have a look at this, it's frayed on the side, on the right-hand side of your screen there. It actually looks like a cable, like a frayed cable. And when Shimon Janowitz, who's actually an electrical engineer, asked me, what does this look like to you, Maria? I said a frayed cable. He said, not just any cable, it looks like a fiber optic cable. What's happening is that this is not showing up immediately under the microscope. It takes time. And these things are over months forming into these complex structures. In some instances, they even look like cities, like little cities that are forming from the vials. This is happening with Pfizer. It's happening with Moderna. My understanding is it has happened with J&J, and it's also happening with AstraZeneca. But the most that we've seen is from Pfizer and Moderna. But it is undeniable that some of these batches are responding to what is happening under, when they're exposed to a router. If the team can bring up, before we go to break, the video nanotech, I want to talk people through what's actually happening in this video, because you can see it. So right now it's fully formed, but from the beginning, this is after it's been taken out of a Faraday cage, and it actually shrunk. And then once it was exposed to a router, it started to form again. Now, people have said this could be cholesterol crystals or salt crystals. Salt and cholesterol crystals do not form just by being exposed to a router, nor do they then unform or shrink when you remove the router or when you put them in a Faraday cage. The key here for anyone that's doing this analysis is you must look at how this stuff is responding to EMF. You must look at how does it respond to 5G, 4G.
I'm never going to take another vaccine in my life, and I will never trust the government again. I'll also never trust the healthcare system. I'm never going to eat a f***ing bug, and I'm never going to comply with lockdowns or masks. I'm never going to believe the mainstream media again. I'm never going to acknowledge your pronouns, and I will never acknowledge a pedophile for anything but that. Although there is one thing I would like to thank our elite pedophiles for. They woke up a group of people that are going to destroy them. I'm here for two things, freedom and f*** up. And I'll tell you right now, I'm running out of freedom.
Beyond Meat is a scam. Hi, I'm Shannon, and I was a victim of vegan propaganda. Let's play a game. One of these ingredients lists is a Beyond Meat patty, and the other, premium dog food. Can you distinguish between the two? This food revolution is so tasty, even celebrities like Kim K are jumping on board. Billionaires are pushing for the vegan agenda, with toxic substitutes to replace vital animal products. Beyond Meat is cheaper to produce and way more profitable for them. We're being pushed to a diet known to onset mental disorders, lower fertility and testosterone levels. Why is this? Even the World Health Organization predicts that we'll be eating a lot less meat by 2030. They tell us that if we want to solve climate change, we must stop eating meat. And yet, only 11% of greenhouse gas emissions are because of agriculture. And about 3% of those emissions are from beef. Hopefully, by now, you'll realize that.
Everywhere she goes, Ouyang Haoyu is followed. What she buys, how she behaves, is tracked and scored to show how responsible and trustworthy she is. It's called the social credit system, and in one version now being tested, a person's reputation is scored on a scale of 350 to 950. And Haoyu, with a good score of 752, is okay with it. In fact, most people are.
It's a mechanism like pushes you to become a better citizen.
It's big data meets Big Brother, expanding how the government monitors, understands, and ultimately controls its 1.4 billion citizens. Thanks to advances in artificial intelligence and facial recognition, and a web of more than 200 million surveillance cameras.
Are people bothered by privacy concerns?
We think a lot of cameras keep the safety is really good. We can accept it.
Companies are experimenting with the algorithms to help the government create the new national social credit system. The government also has pilot projects. In one, citizens are required to do hours of unpaid work to get benefits. And scores are docked for things like littering, a messy yard, gossip, even jaywalking. Video of offenders is shown on the local news. And information collectors like Zhou Aini are paid to report on their neighbors. Her quota, 10 entries a month. Like the man who carried a drunk person home. A good deed, she says. Good social credit gets rewarded with perks like cheap loans and travel deals. But a bad score means public shame and worse. Huang Huijun lost a court case and didn't pay. Now he's on a government blacklist. I can't buy airplane or train tickets, he says, and the list goes on. Being discredited makes it hard to get a job or put kids in top schools. The social credit system will go nationwide next year, and few here are willing to criticize it, something that may pose a risk itself for a bad score and the life that comes with it.
Here's three documents from NASA admitting the Earth is flat and non-rotating. The DPS equations of motion use four assumptions that simplify the program while maintaining its fidelity for most maneuvers and applications: point mass modeling, non-turbulent atmosphere, zero side forces, and a non-rotating Earth. This report documents the derivation and definition of a linear aircraft model for a rigid aircraft of constant mass flying over a flat, non-rotating Earth. Last one. The model frequently used is that of a flat, non-rotating Earth. But these new documents that I found last night on the CIA's website is gonna surprise you, probably. Photographic observations of the spectral intensity of the firmament. The spectral brightness of the firmament along the Alcicanter of the sun was observed. Here's a document, the color temperature of the firmament. Investigation on the zodiacal light, provisional results obtained by the observation of the Soviet expedition in Egypt of the diurnal firmament can attain up to 70%. What are these guys? They're admitting it. There is a hard, fast barrier above us, and it's not called the Van Allen belts, just like the science community is trying to perpetuate now. They're trying to say that there is an impenetrable barrier in the sky, but it's not the firmament. It's the Van Allen belt. No, it's the firmament. They tell you the truth in the patents, in the papers, in the documents. They just hope that you won't go reading them. Me, I'm going to continue reading these patents, and I'm going to find the truth. I'm going to keep exposing it.
If you're living in confusion, then this is for you. First of all, confusion is not of God, for God is not the author of confusion. Now, this may be hard to hear, but I'm telling this to you because I care about you, and I want you to have peace and clarity. So, here's the truth. If you're confused about something, then you need to identify the lie that you're believing. You see, confusion arises when we try to cling to both truth and something we believe to be the truth that isn't. You identify deception through the word. Compare what you think and feel with what the word declares. Once you identify the wrong thinking, you must choose to let it go and embrace the truth. Then, confusion will go and you'll have a clear mind. Find the lie, dismiss the lie, and the confusion will go with it.
Thank you. mother.
Our first eerie clip of the day comes from Twitter user Elder Glorfindel. In early December, the OP and their friends were visiting Sossego Beach in Rio de Janeiro. While waiting for an Uber to arrive, they filmed a quick little video of a goat walking by on the opposite side of the road. The Twitter user posted what they thought was an amusing clip but didn't think too much about it. That was until a friend asked who the person was in the background. Confused, the OP reviewed the clip knowing full well there was no one else around when they captured the video. They were shocked at what they saw. Watching that again, at first it can be hard to see, but if we slow it down, there is indeed a figure of a person standing in the bushes. They look pale and grey and even somewhat transparent. The OP and his friends were shocked because they're certain there was no one across the road when they filmed the goat. There is definitely something off-putting about the figure. Whoever or whatever it is, it seems to be just staring blankly from the bushes. So what's going on here then? Was there really a person there the whole time? Or are we witnessing something a little more mysterious here? Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments down below.
Blockboy JB is a famous rapper. I've never heard of him before, but he's a famous rapper. Here he is looking very much like the world. Everyone needs money to survive in this world. But money like this, the love of money, is the root of all evil. The love of money. And there's a lot of people in this world that think this is it. This is what the meaning of life is, being rich and famous, whatever. Right, posing with your money like this is not very humble, is it? And it's not the meaning of life. This will not satisfy your soul. Here he is again. He's successful in this world, right? Success in the eyes of the world? Doing the sign of success on his hand, which is 666 in this fallen world. And why not put it over your eye to do 666 in the eye of Horus, truly showing who he's working for? Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, God bless you.
Okay.
And sickness. I'm pregnant and I've gotten super, super sick where I can't function or get ready or anything. It's super demonic.
That's the power of God coming on you. That's the power of God coming on you. Coming on you too, sir.
Yeah.
Both of you. Maybe I'm a bit slow and the Holy Spirit's just saying, okay, we'll do two at a time.
My husband.
Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit coming on you, sir. Praise God. That's the power of God coming around the baby. It's the power of God coming on the baby. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ going through her. That's Jesus Christ healing you, sister. Your baby is lit up with the Holy Spirit. God is doing something in here. God is doing something with that baby. What do you feel happening?
Just shaking, coming from the inside out, and heat.
God is doing something miraculous right now.
Sorry?
Stuff lifting. Like a sickness, like it's this gross thing, it's gone.
Meet Jesus. I said, encuentra a Jesus. He needed that.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, how do you feel now?
I feel good, thank you.
Oh. God loves you. It's time to get serious with God. Amen. All right?
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. How are you now?
I'm good. I just drank water for the first time in months without getting sick. I feel really, really good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you happy about that?
Yes, very, very, very happy. I've been really thirsty for a while. I can't hold down anything but like fizzy water.
Enjoy another cup. Off you go. Go on. Come on.
Oh. I'm good. I'm super good. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the power of Jesus Christ on you. Where's the little girl? Come, darling. That's the power of God on you. What's the problem?
I had an accident and it affected my shoulder and then it went all the way through my spine, my hip, my leg.
Look at me. Do you believe that Jesus will do this?
Yes, I do.
That's the little girl putting her foot on you. That's nice. Praise God. That's lovely. Thank you, Lord. Come on, get out. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Loose your grip. In Jesus' mighty name. That's the power of God going through your body. That's the power of God going through your right side. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get out. In Jesus' mighty name. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. We take you under the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your grip from her. There it goes. Oh, that's nice. All of you. All of you. All of you. That's the healing power of Jesus Christ going through you. It's the light of God on you. Okay. How are you feeling?
Just shaky right now.
You want to hop up? That's right. Praise God. Let's come around this way. Can you get rid of a chair? There we go. How's that? You just want to walk. Off we go. You're okay now. You're okay. You're okay. Any pain?
I don't. I have this brace on still on my right foot.
You what?
I have a brace on my right foot.
So you want to? You want to take that off?
Okay.
Okay. Off you go. How's that?
It still feels numb from just wearing the brace, so it's hard to tell, but it feels better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was the problem?
When I got hit here in the shoulder,
was that a car accident or something?
Yeah, I had a hatchback come down on my shoulder, and it's developed actually into scoliosis, and my hip's been out of place. My pelvis has not been in place, and so it's affected the knee and the ankle as well, and now it's affected the other side.
Hey, you're good.
Yes.
What's your name?
Lori.
Lori, you're good now. Come on. Yeah. Lift your knees up. That's it. That's it. How's that?
It feels fine.
Sorry?
It feels good.
Feels good now.
Yeah.
Amanda's working hard tonight. Feels good now.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So what was it like before?
I haven't been able to walk since the 2017 without a walker or a wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen.
Take me to your own, I want to see the world, set out to see the earth beneath the trees. I want to see what you
to your own.